Okay, so we didn't get to yesterday. Oh, so we saw the Meshes Chochma. Why there is no clear pshat. Psak, sorry. In Hilchus Betocher, all the different shittas, why didn't somebody come along and say, okay, this is the way we do things. He called it a mitzvah pratis.
What did he say?
What? What about what?
What did he say?
You weren't here yesterday?
No.
Okay, so Ein Shaman Kuf Samach Bob. What could I have to learn it? Maybe even learn it off my heart. Look at it at least every day for the next week till it sinks in. That's the mitzvah of Bor Tedabek is a mitzvah practice. The mitzvah is, depends. He mitzvah pratis kolelis kol anshei ha'uma kol echad defi erchoi. Vezeh ma shelo metzanu b'teire rak remozim aleihem. Remozim. Well, you got to work it out for yourself. Vayevase Yaakov levodoi. To work it out for yourself. We give you a whole range of options and you got to see where exactly, when and where and how you fit into that. And that's the mitzvah of Bor Tedabek. Yeah, mm-hmm. The big black writing. Many different aspects. The kol anshei ha'uma. Everybody, as long as you're part of the umma, this is talking to you. Okay.
So it's based on each person. Each person's place where he's at, therefore they didn't.
There's no kipsak. There's no kipsak. You can't say this is the mahalach. This is the mahalach. There're going to be times where this is going to be times this. There's going to be somebody who this is work for now. And this not. You're going to take a bit from here, a bit from, you're going to have to work out how to be dovok in a kodesh baruch. It's the same in marriage. You can't give specific instructions to a couple on how to get on with each other. Because everyone's different. They communicate different, they relate different, they like different things. You can give general klalim, basic general klalim, but then you have to go off on your own and work it out and see how to go about doing it. Okay. Yeah, we'll see. That's what we're going to be hopefully understanding better as we go forward. Avada, Avada. If you have a chavrusa, what are chavrusas for? Why do you can help each other? But at the end of the day, if someone's helping you all the way, then that's not it. It has to come from you. Who helped him then? No one. Yosef was alone. Who helped him then? But if someone can help you, that's one of the. It's a few of the main testing on our toilet. Dikduk chaveilim, shimush chachomim, and all that. Yeah, for sure, for sure. But at the end of the day, the buck stops here. Ain't a dollar tolu ele bi. They've helped us already. We have the Chovetz Chabad, we have Lashon, we have the Chazon Ish Zimun B'Tochen, we have the Beis Halevi Sefer on B'Tochen, we have the B'Skurah. They have helped us. There's a lot of material out there. Now go find which. And it changes as your life experiences changes, as you whatever the you know, as you grow and develop more in B'Tochen. So you're yeah. But let's see, let's learn the sugya properly and we'll see. Bir Dvarov is going to explain now what we learned yesterday in the Meshes Chochma. Mitzvah sabatochen he be'etzem kesha dveika samiti imaboy. Mitzvah betochen is be'etzem. A kesha dveikus, a relationship of dveikus, whatever that word means, amiti imaboyre. Ubinen zei efshalatet horo meduyekas shovel kol echad. If you can't give exact instructions to each person how to do this, shemidas bitchayne shaladam ikafim midas dveikusa. The mid of betochen is going to be directly proportional to the mid of dveikus. Kol echad lefum dal gedilei v'shira delei. Each one according to his level and according to his kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maybe his level of imuna. Sarich li troy cholim tsoyes dagas tvekusa babayru kafid dagas tvekusa To the extent that you have a dvaikus, whatever that is, in the boira, to that extent, you'll be able to also trust him more. You have a track record. You've been in business with someone for 2 weeks, you don't trust him so much, you don't really know him. You've been in business with someone for 20 years, you know what the guy does, you know what he doesn't do. You've learned, when he stepped out of line and went beyond the call of duty to help you or whatever, so you trust him more because you have a connection with him more. The more of a relationship you have with somebody, the more you trust him. You know? You sleep at night, the kid sleeps at night, he's not worried that his father's going to stab him while he's sleeping. Because he has a track record, he's got, he trusts him. The Yetabil. Let's go a bit deeper. Mikivan Shakesha Dveka Shelani, Maboy Rekoyaloim, Nimshol Ish Isha, as we spent a lot of time in Chelek Aleph dealing with, that the relationship with Adonai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the marshal for that is a relationship between a husband and a wife. Im kam kashem shelo nucha la'adrich b'nei zug b'ayfen mefurat, ma'alem la'asayis kadei livnot et kesha dveikus b'neiim. You can't tell a zug exactly what to do in order to build their relationship. But noicha lem so b'yom rak et ha'klalim, the basic overview. V'yayisim yasem es chinuch. Tell a parent exactly how to raise each child in his house. Each child, the whole world. Different situations, different. Lo, you can't. If he says this, then you say that. And when he does that, you do this. It's a joke. Whatever he does something at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's not in the book. Now you're stuck, right?
Time to wait.
Those books are written on the understanding that the kid was given to the wrong parent. The person who wrote that book, the book that tells you if your kid does this, then you do this. If your wife says this, then you say that. You know, these marriage books that give you exact, you know, what to do. They're based on the assumption that the kid's in the wrong house. The kid shouldn't be in your house. He should be in my house. That's why I wrote the book, because I know exactly what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. No. If already the kid should be by me, but he's not. So Nebuch, what can you do? So that's the book. Ein kan mokem laharich. You can't. How are you going to give exact instructions in every situation for each person? Everyone's different. Every situation's different. You can give klalim for sure. Understand what the principles are, what the goals are. Well, how you get there and what you do along the way. That's more personal. We'll see as we go along. You'll see this is the whole yesod of klalisol. There's nothing more yesodistic in klalisol than the v'yasa Yaakov the body. It's something we're missing terribly, terribly. Every attempt to give exact specific instructions is ivili ubilti maisi. Could even be negative. There's a Seifon Chinuch of Rav Matisyahu Solomon's Shostak and Gesundzai. In that Dhamma, they explains why you shouldn't write books on Chinuch. And he explains why his book's not a book on chinuch, it's whatever, but he has a very, very sharp again. Okay. In that style, he explains what you can do and what you can't do. But this business of giving very specific instructions of what to do, how to do it, it's law. Not every situation is the same, not every time is the same, and not everybody's the same. If someone doesn't have the seichel to function according to the general principles given, no adrocha is going to help him at all. And you see that. And so too, the dveikus of a Jew, every Jew with a boira oilom, you can't. Each one is a yochid in his world. You're the only spouse of HaKadosh Baruch. You're his only child. You can't tell him how to behave. You can't tell him how to behave. It's my personal domain. It's my own. Everyone has to go see where he's holding, what he is, what's his real, and then slowly go up and up. There are plenty of opportunities to check out where you're holding. All the bookshelves of sugyas of betochen, wherever they've been written and whatever's been spoken about them, is like a pharmacy. A pharmacy, there's lots and lots of different medications. You don't just walk in, take everything or whatever you want. You've got to find the medication that's matim for you. How much does the child weigh? What the child's problem is? What's his other things? What other medications are you taking? It's a complicated story. Each Jew is a whole world. Try to understand another Jew, you can't even understand yourself. That's how different we are from each other. But call. HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures out with an unbelievable exactitude everything that's happening in your life. All the yisurim, the difficulties, the struggles, the challenges, there's a biduk for you. When you look at another person, you think, how does the guy, how does he survive? And he doesn't tell what the question is. You don't have no problems, everyone's got problems. But you lose problems and you think, ani lo yochol, if I was him, I couldn't survive. So how's he surviving? Because Hashem knows exactly. He looks at you and thinks the same thing. He doesn't know how you managed to do what you're doing. How did you? Why are you still smiling? No? Oh, okay, no, you just. I don't have a barometer of how off the charts I am. No, I mean, that's bullshit. All the problems, the issues you have, each one's different. And each one's got different kalim. You have to find what works for you. And that's how much are you living with Hashem? In this area, you're alone. You're in a cheder yichud with Hashem. The yichud mashmeis eliyais levad. The law called goyrem zar. I don't know. This should be the whole sefer. This line. The law called goyrem zar. Gab. We saw yesterday. Hevel. Gab. It's trade. That's this. Look, glo kol goyrim zar, no external anything. Ach, because zay is not in line with kibah. Even clearly, yishnei suk betochen ani darush dafke bedoreinu kefine v'alar. What we can do, we can take all the klalim from the rishonim and from the gemaras in different ways of betochen and say this klal is more matim for this generation. That you can say, and then within the klal, you'll find yourself. To go look for yourself today, as we'll see in the Mahalach of the Chovos HaLevavos, even though you have to learn Shara B'tochen Chovos HaLevavos, it starts and ends there. But to the Mahalach of the Meister, you pass him for yourself, the Chovos HaLevavos, you're going to run into trouble. Because you'll see there, Anachnu, Yeshabel Yelmod Shav, if you don't learn Chovos HaLevavos, Shara B'tochen, you can't start the Sugya. But you'll see that Rashi's Mahalach is much more matin for this door. If you're different in that Shofar, well, generally speaking, we'll see, and he'll prove it quite clearly that the door we're living in today is much more appropriate, that level of betochen. Fine. So now in that world, that general plan of Rashi's betochen, now go find yourself. Rashi says 10 words. Then you go find yourself and write your own book. Hashem comes to you and he says to you, okay, this is the deal. I can conduct your life in two different ways. You get to choose how I run your life. The one way is if you had to talk to me, 100%. When you look at your Shmona Esrei, whatever you want, you've got. You need $10 million, gesundheit, 50 billion, whatever you want. The best shidduchim, the best, all the worries you've got, you daven, a kol beseder. You know, the dream, you just won the Powerball lot, you know. You want a private jet, have a jet, whatever you want. So who would say no? There's just one clause. You're responsible for getting to Olam Haba. You have betochen in me fully. I'll give you whatever you want, but you're responsible for making sure the business is successful. You make sure that you have to take care of your eternal world yourself. You might realize when you get up there that everything that was waiting for you there, you already used up in this world and there's nothing left there for you.
Why are you telling each other?
Huh?
Why can't you do be a Babi Tochen and get Tzharin Lama Ba? Why is that?
No, you can be a Babi Tochen and get Tzharin Lama Ba. That's not what we said. We're talking about I can run your life in a way where you get whatever you want. You're a big Babi Tochen and you get whatever you want, whatever you ask for, I have to give you. That's the Hanhaga.
Okay, but
so you may be that you used up all your Tzharin Lama Ba. You got here.
By me learning Torah for 50 years.
You learned Torah for 50 years, right. And you drank a Coca-Cola, or let's make it more real, you ate a Shabbos cholent, v'tachalt et kol ha'olam ha'bashu. That's not me. That's Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, me'ayin Shabbos chimas or cholent, whatever you prefer, schnitzel, what's the will? Can me op efesin the ganz olam ha'bashu. With one moment of pleasure in this world, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, you can eat up your Olam Lama Ba. Now we don't understand, obviously. There's not enough pleasure in the world to. And yet all the Baal and Musa took this very seriously, and they all tried to find out how to save the Scha of the mitzvah in Olam Haba. The shayish of it is Yaakov Avinu to continue to collect chesodim. All the chesodim you've done for me, I'm worried that they're coming out of Olam Haba. And you see all the Balei Musa, from Avitzel to Rav Chaim Shmulevitz to Rav Pinkas, they all talk about this. The Baya Gadol. How am I going to save my mitzvahs? Okay, I don't understand the Rabbi Salanta, but it seems it's a problem. Yeah, you learn. I'll tell you. I'll give you just one example. One small example.
So it's bothering.
And 1 second, let me just give you one example. For you learn Gemara for 50 hours. How does the cholin take? How does it get rid of the 50 hours of learning? So it's like this: you sit and learn. You can learn a daf Gemara, let's say, every hour. Right? You're sitting and learning. You feel a bit thirsty, so you want something to drink. You go to the kitchen. There's cold water and coffee. And only if you like cold water and coffee, you feel like a real ice cold Coke. Right? The McCullough's right here conveniently. It won't take you more than 2-3 minutes. You'll nip into the McCullough's, you'll get an ice cold Coke. You go to the McCullough's and the fridges aren't working, so the Cokes are warm. Now, warm Coke is not right? But there's Best up the road here, yeah? So you run into your left, you go to Best, whatever. There's a bit of a queue, you get the off Coke. You come back. You were gone for half an hour, let's say, right? Hashem says, okay, let's have a look. Half an hour of Gemara to you is worth a Coke. Right? That's what you just gave value to, your half an hour of Gemara, or half an, and let's say a Daf Gemara in half an hour, Amud of Gemara. You just valued your Daf Gemara as a cold Coke. You gave the value, not me. So let's do a cheshbon. How many Daf Gemara have you learned? How many Cokes have you had? I've paid you for your learning already. That's the pirush of a result of Lanta. How that can work and how that can be echveisnisht, I don't know. I've been on the road for a long time trying to understand what the problem is. Well, everybody bars into the problem and everybody's grappling and struggling with this problem of how you can be matzil your mitzvahs from all the pleasures you're having in this world. Okay, so I'm not, that's not masugya. That's not masugya. But we're talking about here another story. A Kodesh Baruch comes to you and offers you the following deal. You be a big Baal Batochen, like the Chayim Salavava says, and I will give you whatever you want. Whatever you want. But be careful, because some of the things you're going to get here may very well take away from your Olam Haba, and you're responsible. We'll see the other side afterwards.
That's exactly the problem. The problem is that what does my bitochen have to do with my schar that I...
Nothing. Nothing.
So then why should I come with my schar that I got?
Because Hashem's offering you a deal.
The deal is because you're a Baal Bitochen, then I'll give you. Then I'll give you whatever you want.
You could be a Rosh HaGoma and be a big Baal Bitochen. This could apply to you as well.
Okay, but nothing to do with my mitzvahs that I'm doing.
Yeah, but Hashem's making it, but something to do with your
mitzvahs. Why? What was the connection?
There's a contract. Yeah? That if you're this big Baal B'Tochen and you're getting whatever you want for, Hashem says, you take care of your Olam Haba. I'm not taking care of your Olam Haba anymore. It's our deal. What if you want to go? Because that's the deal Hashem made with you. You get whatever you want in this world. Right? Whatever you want.
You am I getting whatever I want?
Because you asked for it.
No, because I'm a Baal B'Tochen.
Correct, you're a Baal B'Tochen. So you're getting whatever you want. But there's a tnai. You're now responsible for your Olam Haba. I don't take responsibility for your Olam Haba anymore, Hashem says. I don't know all the prati. I just want to get clear. He's painting a marshal here just so we can try and understand which level of B'Tochen might be more matim for you. This is the deal Hashem's offering you. You want it, you want it. Don't want it, you don't want it. Or the background or whatever, we'll see. I'm just using the physical pleasures, but let's see.
Why is it just because I did a bikkur cholim? I lost that tzchal.
You didn't not know. You did bikkur cholim, and you got $50,000 in Olam Haba currency. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then you got a jet. Hashem said, "Fine, you're paying for the jet from your Olam Haba."
I don't get it.
I told you to get it. I told you. You don't get it, but that's how it works. Zeh echzov ed. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said it. One Shabbos challenge, you can destroy your Olam Haba.
That's not my problem. What's
your problem?
The problem is what it seems like what he's saying is that if we have a complete bitachin in Hashem,
yeah, you'll get whatever you want.
Exactly. Now it's only because that they have the bitachin of 100%, then you're gonna get it. So what does that have to do with the thing that that mitzvah that I did over there?
I'll tell you what it's gotta do with
it's
it.
The
bitachin just lets you get whatever you want.
Nothing to do with
shush,
what I'm doing though.
Shush. The B'Tochen gives you everything you want. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Whatever you get in this world, there's a price. You have to pay for that somehow. Hashem says the price of what I'm giving in this world, you got whatever you wanted. You had a problem-free life in this world. You paid for that from your schut in Olam Haba.
Now
you don't understand.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay, that we don't understand.
The status of that though, is you're not paying it. The currency is not B'Tochen. So you can't say,
look at the B'Tochen.
B'Tochen is the currency.
No, the B'Tochen lets you get whatever you want. You may get schar for the B'Tochen as well. For sure. A person's about B'Tochen gets schar for the B'Tochen.
I know, I understand what you understand.
In other words, you're doing mitzvahs and you're building a whole Olam Haba. Now you did an Aveira, let's say, Chas V'Chalila. Just 1 second. How are we going to deal with that one? It's fine. So you really want a jet? I'm not giving you a jet. The pain of not having a jet will take care of the Aveira. No, now you don't have that. You have to deal with all your problems. You have to deal with that because in this world, you're a chray. You know what's good for you. Hashem says, fine, so off you go. We're not saying that's how it works. We're saying that's the deal being offered to you now. There's a practical problem you have to deal with now. Hashem came to you. Imagine to yourself, that you were zoichel agilu nevua mi Hashem. So you have to imagine that now. You have to sit down and imagine now. You said, okay, this is the deal. Now, are you interested in the deal or not?
Why would someone be interested?
Aderech Hashir, because the Chovei Solovov says that's the deal. Aderech Hashir, let's learn a bit and see. Let him say what he wants to say. Aderech Hashir, she Adam kielu yatzim es eina v'yelech kisum achrei Hashem. The other derech is you close your eyes and you walk with a bad mind behind Hashem. There's sometimes going to be real hard nishonis and you're davening in the lomot kablim. V'lo yavinis, derech Hashem, doesn't say, what's Hashem doing to me? You're cave law, it's so. Ulam Hashem achrei lenetzach shalom. But Hashem's taking care of your Olam Haba. Hashem is a big insurance company in Olam Haba. And whatever happens, Hashem says, Olam Haba, I'm taking care of. You worry about this world. You're not going to get whatever you want in this world, but I'm taking care of your Olam Haba. Because you accepted Hashem in this world without any questions. Hashem, those are the two choices you have. Two options you have, you choose. In both cases, you're big Baal B'Tochen. Just in the one, you're getting whatever you want. And Hashem says, in this world, you have whatever you want. In the next world, you're responsible. You don't have insurance policy. You have to take care of your Netzach Nitzochet. The other one is, in this world, you don't get what you want. It can be a very difficult, troublesome journey. However, your Olam Haba Hashem says, I'm taking care of it. So you choose. And don't tell me for a moment you didn't have a fleeting desire to have the first one. Because we all Olam Adikazeh people at the end of the day. And Olam Haba said, I'll worry about it when I get it. Of course, we would never do that. But there were people that did. Reb Chanina ben Doisa had no problem using vinegar for Shabbos candles. No problem. And that was the least of his betochens that he got what he wanted. There were great gedolim that got what they wanted. Tzadik goyim of Hashem Makayim. Why weren't they worried about their Olam Haba? Because probably they were holding it in a place where they knew how to juggle that. Aval anachnu lo yodim. You prepare to take responsibility, you know what's good for you, you know what you should have, what you shouldn't have. Who knows what he should have? Who knows what's good for him? So I never said that. I never said that, chas v'chelila. I couldn't say it because I don't understand. In fact, Chazal say not luckily. But if you saw Salanta said what he said, it needs to be understood. But that's not a sugya now, I'm just trying to answer these questions. That's the first chazal. The reward of a mitzvah in this world you won't get. There are certain mitzvahs you will get reward for in this world. It's a sugya anak, it's a number, man. Mitzvahs that were done in a this worldly way will get high in this world. Mitzvahs that were done more l'shem shemayim will get reward in the next world. There's some things you get reward in this world and in the next world. There's a big sugya, schabo enesh. Arab Yisrael Salanta says you can wipe out your whole Olam Haba with a bit of pleasure in this world. I need no yoda. I've got a clue how that works. I'm trying to find out. I've asked a lot of people. But you see that it bothered a lot of big people.
Yeah.
All the great Bali Musa were really worried about this, and they wrote treaties and gave sharing on how to matzil your mitzvahs from the pleasures of this world. But it's supposed to have pleasure in this world as well. But what's the problem? How you have the pleasure, what the pleasure is for? Big sugi, I don't know. What do you do? What happens if you're not? And therefore, you're going to get some schar for it. I don't know if you are or you aren't, but you didn't make a bracha. So you are either a mitzvah of making a bracha. They're a bonin at work. So you'll get punished for that. Okay, fine. Yeah. Correct. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said it. What can I do? And everybody agrees with him. What can I do? I don't understand it. You're coming to the wrong place. I'm on your side. I need Lomi Vindra's there. And he'll only be no, that's what he said. Okay, but that's not a subject now anyway, so let's not get too caught up in it. The Mishnah tells us that all the pleasures in this world, if you take them all and compress them into one moment, I've met all the pleasures. That means every pleasure everybody ever had since Adam Rishon until today. And you compress it into one moment, that's not even the smell of the pleasure in Olam Haba.
If you get it.
So how am I gonna have a pleasure in this world? And it takes away from Olam Haba. It says the Kairas Ruach. Kairas Ruach is like the smell of the chicken soup. And then you come on Friday afternoon in the middle of winter and there's a chicken soup cooking on Erev Shabbos and you smell the soup. That's the pleasure, all the pleasure in the world. That's it up to the smell of the chicken soup in Olam Haba. You're gonna tell me, yeah, but in this world I can wipe out all my scha in Olam Haba. With a bit of pleasure, there's not enough pleasure in this world to give you one. So Alomivin. There's something to do with the Machlokes Esav and Yaakov about whether there's two worlds, one world, and Eloyah there. The Sugya Mach. You need someone like Adam Feldman to come and help you with this one. And Eloyah there. Way above my pay grade.
So when it comes to give a share,
I've been busy with this for nearly 30 years and I don't have a solution to the problem. I have a solution to how you matzil your mitzvahs in this world. There's plenty sharing about that. But to understand the problem, the etzem, I don't understand the problem. It doesn't make sense. Okay. That machine's older than you, Binyamin. Have respect for it. Okay. Weiter. Oh, what are you talking about? How did he get so sidetracked? Where's Blitzky? Oh, there's no one here from Blitzky. Sure, that's why we got so late.
It could be that it's in our shoes to determine the exchange.